Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Wednesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller with Service Management Leadership. Welcome to Morning Tea with Jeffrey. I'm continuing my conversation on leading through transformation. And so we're going to look at it a little differently than the last two. When we lead and we think of how to be transformative, how do we be innovative? A lot of times the issue isn't how do we lead through that, is how do we not get bogged down by all that's going on. I know way too many leaders, and I used the Goldilocks paradox conversation last episode yesterday, but they can't make a decision. And so a lot of times transformation is making decisions. No, they may not be the best decision, but they're good decisions. Most people know Henry Ford as a disruptor, as an innovator. He was. His disruption, his innovation was not from inventing an automobile or even the assembly line. It was the combination of the two. That is evolution. When you think of, hey, I have this one thing, but I think it'd be good as used in another way, that is evolution. And we have to think from a leader point of view, how do I lead my teams through that process? I said on Monday that I've led a lot of transformations. They usually have one of two different things in common: putting in new technology or changing how work gets done or who does the work. And so that's what Henry Ford did, is that he looked at how automobiles were being manufactured. He looked at all the manufacturing lines and how things are produced, and he said, oh, I think we can do better than this. And he did. And I tell a story about him in this book. But his advantage was the ability to produce a lot of cars cheaply. There's a funny line in there that he said, supposedly said, you can have your car in any color as long as it's black. And that was his decision. And it was a good decision. He probably should have softened that as the years went by. But if you think about it, it allowed him to get economies of scale when no one else could, which was a huge, huge advantage. But I want to talk about one other thing from a leadership point of view that we don't talk about enough from a leader: how to lead through change, how to lead through transformation. And so much of the success or failure of your transformation is attributed to one of three things. And I'm going to be very tactical here: the culture of the organization, leadership support, and choice of an external partner. Let's talk about the third one first. If you're putting in new technology, if you're changing how work is done, you're going to have an external partner. Now to the second one, your leadership support, whether it is opening doors, removing obstacles, providing resources, that's important. But culture is where I'd like to talk about today. Culture will define the success of your transformation. I think back to the Peter Drucker famous quote of culture eats strategy for breakfast. And it's true. So we have to make sure that all employees are aligned to the vision, strategy, and plans, and that they're open to change and act to be aligned with the vision, strategy, and plans. Because a lot of people can be aligned, but not act aligned. We all have seen that, right? And so if culture is your one critical success factor, meaning it will define your level of success, you have to address the culture. Transformations take time. Many leaders are too impatient, but they take time. Which brings us to the tactical topic of OCM, organizational change management. And when we talk OCM, so many people either make it too simple by thinking it's just communicating. Let's just send out some corporate communications and we'll call that OCM. Or they want to define how people should be feeling. And neither is correct. Really good OCM has everything to do with having a clear message, articulating that message, and helping people understand the value of this transformation. We get into that culture aspect. Culture has killed so many transformations. And if you leading through your transformation, you want to address it, you have to understand the culture. You have to listen. You have to seek to understand. Because I use a very loose definition of culture. And I say loose because it gets applied differently in different organizations. But it's how your people on the middle and lower levels execute your corporate values. It's easy for the C-suite to say, we value integrity, when middle management doesn't, they don't embody that. They don't show that. It's great for an executive board to say, we value inclusion and diversity, but it doesn't play out in the lower levels. So your culture is how do you help this to play out, this transformation, to win over hearts and minds? And that's what's hard for leaders. And I cannot address everything in these short podcasts, but I wanted to give you something to think about. Articulating a message, communicating that message, and reinforcing that message, and listening. That's what I'll leave you with. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you have an awesome Wednesday. Please follow our LinkedIn company page and let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. Have an awesome rest of your Wednesday. Bye.